Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are halfway to the weekend. It's Wednesday afternoon, and you just heard Ian Ozan talking about the shower out around the airport, and, you know, that's the way it is this time of year. Man, it could be storming in one area, and it's just right now it's partly cloudy and really nice in downtown New Orleans. I say really nice with some hesitation. It's damn hot out there. I mean, I walked out of my apartment today and come to the station, and it was like walking into a sauna. It's just sweltery. It's hot. It hit 100 degrees in New York City yesterday, and they're having just a blast of heat in some parts of the country. And I've talked about this before. You know, I've lived around the country. I'm from here, but I've lived around the country in some really great cities. And not every place has air conditioning. Not every apartment, not every home has central air or even window units, because in some places, it just doesn't get that hot that often, in particular, the West Coast, Seattle and Portland and Los Angeles and San Francisco. You know, you could buy an expensive apartment that doesn't have central AC. I mean, I had a penthouse apartment overlooking the water in San Diego, no AC. But it was on the beach, so, you know, it didn't get hot that often. But, you know, there was a period of 3 or 4 days where it was hot and it was really uncomfortable. And then in New York City, you don't have the power air conditioning in places like that you have down here. So, you know, let's just, you know, as hot as it gets here, let's be thankful that we have powerful AC and we're going to be cool if we're inside. And in some places, again, they just don't have that. And we hear about, you know, New York getting up to 90 degrees and they're freaking out, for example. It hits 90 and they're freaking out. We go, well, it's 90 here all the time. But it's different there. And my God, there are so many cars and so many people. And New York City is so intense in terms of just the number of people and vehicles and buildings downtown, that it just seems like it's hotter there than it is here when it's 90 degrees. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and I'm glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about concerning the latest information with the assessment of the bombing in Iran. And I posted a video on Substack, and we're going to talk about this on the show today. But it's about how President Trump has turned doubling down on a lie into a spectator sport. I mean, it's really interesting to watch him double down on a lie or something that was really not true. And instead of, I tell you, there was a way for President Trump to handle this, and I'm going to explain how he could have handled it. And it would have been so much better. And I often talk about things that he could have done differently that would just give him a totally different image. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But there's, you know, this information, this intel information is leaked out. And by the way, the leak should be addressed. And Trump and Hegseth want to call for an FBI investigation into the leaked information, the leaked information about the intel report. Yes, that should be investigated. They should find out who did that and stop it. But the leak is one problem. The other problem is what was in the leak. And the information in the leak was that the bombs were not as successful as President Trump made it seem. And he's doubling down on that today when he's having a press conference in Europe while he's at this summit meeting. And then toward the end, it seems like they kind of go, well, this is an early assessment. And so I think they're trying to deal with the fact that they know they're wrong in totally ignoring the intel. This is intel from the United States. And man, I'm sure Trump is livid that the information got out, and he should be. I mean, I remember the whole deal with Hillary Clinton's emails. I don't remember all of it, but I remember the big deal was, from Hillary's standpoint, she was so focused on the leak. How did this get out? Who leaked this information? And, you know, I was on the air at the time. I remember talking about it. I said, look, Hillary, you can worry about the leak. Okay, that's something you should worry about. But what about what's in the leak? The information in the leak was something she wasn't even addressing. She wasn't even addressing the stuff that was in the emails. She was focusing on the leak. And that's what Trump and Hegseth were sort of doing today. And they're blaming the media. You know, if you are trapped in the conservative media echo chamber, I appreciate the fact that you listen to our show too. But if you're trapped in that echo chamber, you're going to hear one side of this. But there's a whole different side to all of this. And President Trump could handle things differently. And it would be so much easier. So we're going to talk about this this afternoon. Also, Ohio lawmakers are not happy that the voters in Ohio voted for an amendment to make abortions legal. The lawmakers, driven by Republicans, of course, want to override the voice of the people. They want to override the voters' choice to make abortions legal with a new law. So, you know, again, this idea that the Trump administration, this idea that the right-wing radicals are just leaving it up to the states, it's BS. It is. They're going to do whatever they can to make abortions illegal nationwide. And they keep saying they're not trying to do that, but these are the kind of actions that they're taking that indicate that that's exactly what they're doing. So the voters go to the polls and they want to vote in their state for legal abortion. And then the lawmakers, well, we don't like that, so the hell with the voice of the people. We're going to try to override that with a new law that makes abortion illegal. So this is the ultimate motive of the administration, to ban abortions nationally with federal, either with a collection of state rulings and state laws or with a federal law. So I don't know. I don't like the idea in this particular case where the voice of the people was ignored. Also, you know, when Elon Musk was the co-president, when Elon Musk was in the Oval Office and he created Doge, and when there was all this talk about all these blanket firings and all these people were fired, do you remember what I said? I said, look, I'm sure there's a lot of redundancy in government, in bureaucracy. There's a lot of waste in bureaucracy. So let's go ahead and get rid of the people we need to get rid of. But let's don't do it in just a blanket way to where we just fire everybody all at once. It was Donald Trump trying to fulfill a campaign promise. And it didn't work. Because now federal agencies are trying to rehire employees that were laid off by Doge. So they were wrong in the way they handled it. There are a lot of ways to end government waste. But just the blanket firings that they executed to fulfill a campaign promise or to give the impression that they're doing all this stuff, it was a mistake. It was a mistake because now they're trying to hire people back that were laid off by Doge. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that no matter what they tell you, they don't really know a lot about what they're doing in a lot of areas. The border, a whole different case. And I've given Donald Trump credit for handling the border. The border was taken care of. I mean, look, it's still a problem. The border's always going to be a problem. And we can't just act like whatever President Trump did, we can't act like that's the only thing that needs to be done, because that's going to be a forever problem. But right now, the border problem, the border crisis has been solved right now. And when Donald Trump did this so quickly, it only exaggerated how incompetent Joe Biden was in his handling of the border. Well, actually, his not doing anything to really handle the border. So I give Trump credit for that, but that doesn't mean that everything that Donald Trump does is the right thing to do. And the whole thing with DOGE and just blanketly firing everybody, and now they got to hire some people back. You know, Ian pointed out yesterday, this is like watching a TV show. And it's a TV show. And, you know, the script is constantly changing, which I understand is kind of normal because things come up. But there was no need to just in a blanket manner just fire everybody. And then now you got to go try to get some people back. I mean, that shows that was a mistake. What about the tariff wars? What about the increased tariffs? All those countries around the world, they didn't come begging to Donald Trump. That was a mistake. The way that was handled was a mistake. And now we've got inflation. We're not sure what's going to happen with gas prices. I was surprised that the stock market went up and gas prices went down right after the bombing. But now there's an assessment of the situation, and it seems like maybe things are going to change. I hope not. I mean, I hope not. I mean, I use the premium upgraded gas because I have a turbo engine in my car, and I use the most expensive grade of gas. So I don't want the price of gas to go up. I mean, I, you know, burn through gas sometimes because I enjoy driving and do a little bit of driving. So I don't want that to happen, and we're not really sure how that's going to play out. But, you know, let's wait and see. President Trump wants to withhold financial relief to California for the wildfires because California Governor Gavin Newsom disagrees with Donald Trump, because they disagreed over sending in the National Guard and the Marines during the riots. I mean, should presidents threaten to withhold financial aid to states that didn't vote for that president, or states that have governors that dare disagree with the president? I mean, what about the citizens? And even if you've got a state that's a blue state, there are a lot of people in that state that voted red. What about those people? I mean, this partisan politics is only getting worse, and Donald Trump is making it worse. I don't think there's any other way to spin this. And you can say, well, the Democrats do this. No, they don't. I don't like defending the Democrats because, you know, to me, the Democrats just don't have anything going for them right now. I mean, they've got to figure that out, and they better figure it out soon, but that's not my problem. That's the problem of the Democrats. I'm not beholden to the Democratic Party, contrary to what many have convinced themselves of. So that's up to the Democrats. I'm not going to worry about their problems. I got my own. So they got to figure this out, because right now they have no image and they don't really stand for anything. So who are they? I don't know. But they got to get their you-know-what together. All right, man, finally the spillway, I-10 spillway bridge is open after hours of delay. I saw this late last night, and that was a terrible situation. And look, remember, we have a heat wave in effect. Heat wave is in effect. And with all of the things that I've talked about, it's just a reminder that there's a lot of news out there, and there's a lot of stuff that can break at any time. And when news breaks, we break in. So keep it locked right here on WWL for the latest on President Trump, the NATO summit that's going on, the Iran-Israeli conflict and the ceasefire. Is that going to hold? Every hour on the hour, get updates from CBS News as the story unfolds. And join Tommy, Newell, join me in the afternoon from 1 to 4 for in-depth discussions, expert guests sometimes, and your chance to share your opinions. So stay tuned to your news, talk, and sports leader, WWL. Again, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is in a meeting in the back. I think that's every Wednesday now. He's in a meeting in the back. He'll join us at 2 o'clock. But Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot? I'm healing. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're healing. What are you healing from? What happened?
Well, Monday, I had to go see my friends at the second quarter Jefferson Parish, and
okay.
Yeah, I had a little too much fun for Easter, state trooper.
Okay,
issued me one of those citations. Here's the thing, though.
Well, wait a minute. You had a little too much fun for Easter. What kind of citation?
Oh, apparently I was going. My foot got a little heavy on the gas.
Oh, okay.
So they say. You know, and I can believe him because it is a new vehicle. You know, sometimes you get a new vehicle and it runs really smoothly. So, you know.
Oh yeah, you don't even. It's like I've used that excuse before. Oh yeah, I didn't know I was going that fast. It's so smooth. I got the ticket anyway, but yeah. So are you going to be okay?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. The actual, like, infraction, the cost of the ticket was cool, but it was the court cost. The court cost was more than the actual ticket itself, and that's the part that bewilders me. I was looking at all the little things that they have, like, for the court clerk and the security and the metal detectors. It's like this whole line,
wow.
like 12 different things, and that was, like, the cost of a light bill. And I'm trying to figure out how do they justify it. You know?
I haven't gone through that, so I can't say that I've experienced that. So it was a hefty fine, ultimately, a hefty fine.
Yeah. It's like they tell you one thing, and then you get the paperwork, and they have all these line items, like, wow.
Hmm. How much faster over the speed limit were you going? Just between us.
14
miles an hour?
Yeah.
I think if you stay about 8 or 9 above the speed limit, I think you're generally okay. Now, look, that's not a steadfast rule because they can ticket you for going over the speed limit if it's 1 mile an hour over the speed limit. But I think that in general, you're given up to about, you know, 9-10 miles an hour over the speed limit. You go over that and you're going to get busted.
Yeah, it's true. It's more that the new vehicle doesn't shake and rattle anymore like the old one. So now I have to pay attention to the speedometer.
Well, old, you know, vehicle,
you could tell how fast.
Yeah, you could tell, like, okay, if I'm not hearing rattling, then I'm not going that fast. If I start to hear rattling, I know I'm going that fast. So in this case, you didn't hear any rattling.
No, you had no
idea how fast you were going.
Still to this day, I have to look down like, whoa, it doesn't feel like I'm going that fast.
You know what's amazing, especially with the way traffic flows? It's amazing how slow 70 miles an hour is.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, the
people behind
amazing.
Me in the left lane remind me, like, they're still like, hey, so I move over because, of course, now I'm frightened. I'm looking at the speedometer every 5 minutes because I don't want that hurt my wallet anymore. So I'm looking down there, looking down.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's money you could spend on Jack Daniels or Jägermeister.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And also August 1st. And, man, I can't wait for this to go into effect. Not that it's going to change anything, but I'm seeing more of these left lane slugs out there. You know, they're in the left lane just cruising along. Get your ass over. You have no business being in the left lane if you're not going fast, if you're not going the speed limit. And I mean, if you're going the speed limit, you're not supposed to be in the left lane. There's a new law out. And I know some people, well, I'm going the speed limit. It doesn't matter. Move over. And if you stay in the left lane, honestly, I hope people get ticketed. I hope they get pulled over. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Man, today is a really sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. It was on this day in 2009, Michael Jackson passed away. We will be remembering Michael Jackson this afternoon, and in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm just going to dedicate the 3 o'clock hour to the music of Michael Jackson as we remember, you know, what an incredibly talented performer he was. And, you know, I have some, because of something a friend told me about Michael Jackson, I have a new insight into Michael Jackson and his relationship with children. I mean, I'm not justifying anything inappropriate, but I'll share that with you in the 3 o'clock hour. All right, I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to talk about, and we'll be right back on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
WWL. All right, you're going to see the big horses running at the fairgrounds again this fall. The Louisiana Racing Commission has approved the racetrack's thoroughbred season. It runs November 20th through March 22nd. This is after Churchill Downs Incorporated crawfished back on a previous position where they were going to close the racetrack. And the threat came after the Louisiana Supreme Court ruled that the racetrack's historic horse racing machines needed to be approved by the voters before they could go live. So there was this big confusion over the machines, and Churchill Downs, which owns the fairgrounds, said, well, okay, we're just going to close the fairgrounds. Do you know when things changed? I had a conversation with Miss Evelyn Benoit on our show, and she is just the premier female breeder and horse owner in Louisiana. And she does so much to promote Louisiana-bred racehorses. She called me the day after. She called me the day after the conversation that we had on the air. And it was about the possibility of the fairgrounds closing. And I wanted to get her thoughts on this. And she is a well-respected person in the horse racing community. She told me that there were people in Kentucky listening. And she said, Churchill Downs is going to change their position. And she said, I think it's because of the conversation that we had. And sure enough, they changed their position. Was it just a total coincidence, or was it a result of that conversation? I don't know for sure, but I just know that after that conversation, Churchill Downs decided to change its position. And I'm glad they did. The fairgrounds, I believe, is the third oldest racetrack in the country. It's a great, great tradition for so many people. And if you're not taking advantage of the fairgrounds, you know, if dating somebody, if you got somebody in your life, whether they're new or you've been with them for a long time, if you're looking for something different to do, go to the fairgrounds. Even if you don't bet, and you know, it's fun to bet. I mean, you can bet just a couple of bucks on a horse to make it fun, and you might win a couple of bucks. But I mean, if you lose a couple of bucks, for most people, that's not that big of a deal. But those horses are just so spectacular. I mean, they are incredible athletes. And to see them in person running, and you get the sense that these horses are competing against each other, and they know it. And some of these horses are just bred to win. And they're going to dig in, and they're going to win that race no matter what it takes. And it's exciting to watch. You know, I'm not a big gambler, but I put a few bucks on a horse now and then. And the last time Scoot ran, Scooteria, the horse that was named after me, Miss Benoit bred this horse, and she thought it was beautiful, and she likes the show. She named the horse after me, and I thought that was really cool. Quite an honor. I've had a lot of honors in this business, but that was truly an honor. The last time he ran, about a week or so ago, at Louisiana Downs in Lafayette, he won. He had this allergy, so he was winning in the beginning, then got this allergy and wasn't winning everything, and then started winning again. We're talking about the death of Michael Jackson, and here is a text that says that they believe that basically Thriller, the album Thriller, is overrated, and Off the Wall was actually a more soulful and better album for Michael Jackson, saying that Thriller was just too polished. And, you know, I thought Thriller was great, but I understand the point. I think Thriller was incredible. But, you know, Michael Jackson was really starting to make that transition with the album Off the Wall. And we're going to continue to remember Michael Jackson today, the day in 2009 when we realized that he died. And Michael Jackson was given propofol. Now, this is not something that anybody would ever have at home. If you get a colonoscopy, if you go through certain procedures where they're not putting you totally under, they give you propofol. I think that's how you pronounce it. And you just go into this deep sleep and you don't know what's happening to you. Because when I've had colonoscopies, they've given me propofol. And I want to tell you, I'm damn glad I didn't feel anything that was going on back there. Because, I mean, they got a lot of serious stuff going on. I mean, they got these big things that go in there and check things, and I don't want to know anything about that. I don't want to feel anything about that. So I'm happy that we have propofol as an option. But Michael Jackson had this hooked up at home, and Dr. Conrad Murray, I think that was the doctor's name, he was administering this to Michael Jackson to help him sleep. And you know, propofol could help you sleep, you know, any time of day. I mean, this stuff will knock you out. Michael Jackson apparently gave himself a little too much. And you know, that's so tempting with drugs. And a lot of people overdose this way. They just think, well, just, you know, I just need a little more today. I need a little more. Stuff's going on. I need a little more today. And maybe Michael felt like he just needed a little more today to get through and get to sleep, because maybe there was stuff going on. And maybe he gave himself just a little bit too much. I mean, a doctor should not even be giving this at home. But Michael Jackson had it at home. And in this case, Michael Jackson apparently administered it to himself. And Conrad Murray spent time in prison for having Michael Jackson on this medication. But, you know, I mean, at least it was a peaceful death. I mean, if you get too much propofol, I guess you just go to sleep. That's why I find it so confusing that there's all this controversy over, well, what drug do we use to execute a prisoner? I mean, there are so many drugs out there that if you take too much of it, it's going to kill you. What about fentanyl? What about morphine? You take too much of either one of those drugs and you're going to go to sleep and you're never going to wake up. So I don't understand the controversy over needing some kind of medication to put people to sleep, to execute them, because there's so much stuff out there. And apparently Michael Jackson did it with this medication, propofol. So anyway, a sad day, because this is the day that he did pass away. All right, we got to talk a little bit about, and I want to try to get rid of this early in the show, but we need to talk a little bit more about this controversy over the intel information that has been released. So we're going to get to that. And President Trump and Pete Hegseth were talking about this today, taking questions. And, you know, really the whole thing just got worse and worse. And President Trump essentially saying, no, we totally obliterated all of their nuclear program. We set them back for years. We obliterated it. And apparently the bombing did not accomplish that, according to this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tell report. All right, so in his address to the nation and the world following the dropping of the bombs on Iran, President Trump said, Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Republican Representative Mike Turner argued with CNN host Phil Mattingly that Trump never said that about the bombing attack, never said that they totally destroyed Iran's nuclear sites. And this is all coming out because there was a report leaked to CNN and the New York Times about how those bunker buster bombs apparently did not totally destroy their nuclear program. So what this guy Mike Turner is doing is he says, well, I've got a statement from Trump right in front of me, and he never said that. Maybe he didn't say it in the statement, but does Turner not know that he said it in that address to the nation and the world? Because he did say it. And so Trump is saying that this new assessment report, that the news that CNN is giving about it is fake news. That's not true. It's not fake news. Now, if you listen to some of the less intelligent, bozo-type conservative talk show host anywhere in this country, then you're going to hear, it's fake news. It's not fake news. It's real news. It's just that President Trump doesn't agree with it, so he wants to label it fake news, but it's real news. So this is what's so confusing about this. So today, Trump and Hegseth are talking about this leak, and they say that they want an FBI criminal investigation going on to find out who leaked this information. And they're talking about this person being some loser, and Caroline Leavitt, who is the president's press secretary, saying the same thing. This person's a loser, and they're, you know, hurting the country. Whatever their words were, they're just very demeaning of the person who leaked the information. Look, yes, have an investigation. Find out who leaked the information and fire them. Punish them. Do what you need to do to them. They should not have leaked that information. But the information's out. The leak is only part of it. The content of the information is the other part. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, going back to Hillary's emails, man, the Hillary campaign was so focused on the leak. Well, this should not have gotten out there. We need to find out. They were focused totally on the leak because they didn't want to address the content of the information that was leaked. And the content of the information that was leaked was all about her emails. So, you know, this stuff happens. It shouldn't happen, but the information got out. And so Trump calling it fake news, once again, is a disservice. I don't always defend the media, but that's not fake news. By definition, it's not fake news. And so now there's an Israeli intelligence report that's out claiming that the U.S. strikes did effectively push Iran's nuclear program back by many, many years. Well, what are the chances that Donald Trump called Bibi Netanyahu and said, hey, dude, I need some help here. You got to have an intelligence report come out that backs me up on this. I think that probably happened. And I trust our intel over the intel of anybody else. And so our intel says that maybe those bombs didn't do what they were supposed to do. Somebody on one of the cable news channels last night brought up the idea that 60 years ago, the United States put this underground bunker to protect our nukes in Colorado. So he says the technology to do this was there 60 years ago. How much do you think that has improved over time? And so he said the Iranians probably used this technology and added to it, and they have stuff underground. There's a question now about whether or not we, you know, did anything as far as the uranium is concerned, that Iran may have moved that. All of these things are things to consider. And when President Trump says the media is demeaning the pilots, he is wrong. The pilots delivered the ordnance, and apparently they did it with extreme accuracy. The pilots didn't make the bombs. If the bombs didn't do exactly what they're supposed to do, that goes back to the people who made the bombs, not the pilots. So, you know, I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to get together and talk about these things and set the record straight on this. And for President Trump to compare the Iranian strikes to Hiroshima and Nagasaki is total lunacy. Have you seen pictures from Hiroshima and Nagasaki? I have. They're available everywhere. The pictures that we see of Iran are a couple of holes in the ground. The pictures that we see of Hiroshima and Nagasaki show total destruction. I mean, buildings and homes and everything is just almost entirely flattened. There's no comparison. But once again, you know, we have a president who is exaggerating. We have a president who is doubling down on a lie, doubling down on misinformation. Here's what Trump could have done. He could have simply said, okay, you know, I said what I said about obliterating the program. I said that after the bombing because that's what we believed. But now we're getting intel from our intel, which I really trust, even though he probably doesn't, because remember that time in Helsinki, Finland, when he said, I trust Vladimir Putin over our intelligence? I mean, what kind of patriotic president is that? Trusting Vladimir Putin's word over our intel? That's lunacy, too. So Trump should have just simply said, we've got new information now. And maybe we didn't do what we thought we did, but if we're going to assess this further, and if we didn't do the job, we're going to go back and we're going to do the job and we're going to get this done. One way or another, we're going to get this done. But instead, what does he do? He doubles down on the lie. No, we obliterated it. But then he's kind of walking back a little bit later today saying, well, maybe this is a new assessment, and so this is just a preliminary assessment, and it might not be that accurate. Again, you know, all we can do is track this, but it is like watching a TV show. And Ian brought this up on the show yesterday, and I think that's a good description of it. It's like watching a show that's developing, that has a script. And while a lot of this is just being spontaneously done, this deception. And you know, when you lie about the number of people at your inauguration, when you lie about crowd size, when you lie about things that are instantly proven to be wrong, not true, then the public creates this distrust for you. And that's why so many people in America don't trust President Trump. It's not because of the media. It's not because we're bad people or we hate Trump. It's just that he has created this image of somebody who doesn't tell the truth. He's not the only one. Other politicians do it. But I don't know that anybody in modern times has done it to this extent. If you have a comment, Oakenheart Jewelers, talking text line is 504-260-1870. Heat advisory in effect for New Orleans and the Gulf Coast today. Well, today we are remembering Michael Jackson. It was on this day, June 25th, 2009, and we dedicated shows to that back then. This is the day that Michael Jackson passed away. And we're remembering some of the early Michael Jackson and playing some of his new stuff as well. And we'll feature Michael Jackson's music in the 3 o'clock hour as we remember this, really, a musical genius. Dancing genius, musical genius. I know Quincy Jones did a lot to help him, but he still had genius associated with his name with a lot of things that he did. All right, we have a lot to talk about, including the state of Ohio disrespecting the voice of the people. It's coming up. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, do the best you can to stay cool today because we do have a heat advisory in effect. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.